Random House Audio presents Mastering the Art of Soviet Cooking, A Memoir of Food and Longing by Anya von Bremzen, read for you by Kathleen Gatti. Prologue. Poison the Motherlands. Whenever my mother and I cook together, she tells me her dreams. So rich and intense is Mom's dream life, she's given to cataloging and historicizing it. Brooding black and white visions from her Stalinist childhood, sleek Cold War thrillers laced with KGB spooks, melodramas starring duty-crushed lovers. In a nod, I suppose, to her Iron Curtain pest, Mother gets trapped in a lot of her dreams, although now at 79 years of age and after nearly 4 American decades, she tends to get trapped in pretty cool places. Deep, for example, in a maze-like, art-filled palace, one much resembling the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where, having retired as a schoolteacher, she works as a docent. In this dream's technicolor finale, an orange balloon rescues Mom from her labyrinth and deposits her at the museum's sumptuous café, whereupon she gorges on cream puffs. But it's one dream of hers from long ago, one I remember her telling me of many times that's most emblematic. Here she is, skinny, short-haired, tiptoeing into my bedroom as I awake to the hopeless darkness of a Soviet socialist winter. We're in our minuscule flat in a shoddy Khrushchev-issue-stained concrete prefab on the outskirts of Moscow. It's 1968. I'm 5. Soviet tanks have just rolled into Prague. My dad has abandoned us recently, and we've moved.